The four southern provinces of Iraq turned out to vote in force. The south is a predominantly Shiite Muslim area. After decades of oppression under Saddam's regime, Iraq's Shiites were eager to make their voices heard and to make today's vote an expression of their political clout. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from the southern city of Basra.
Voters walked past metal barricades and heavily armed police. Cell phones were left behind. They could be a tool for setting off car bombs. But the extraordinary security was comforting amid threats of violence. Osama Jassim, an election official, made sure the polling station was ready for voters at 7 a.m.
I spent night here with the policeman.
You stayed up all night?
Yeah.
Did you sleep at all?
No. There's a lot of guns in the night, yeah.
The gunfire ended by morning. As men and women, young and old, sometimes three generations in a family, cast their votes. Mohsen Hashem, a primary school teacher, was one of the first to mark his ballot this morning.
My skin was have a strange feeling, like goosing, you know,
goosebumps.
We are people have a great culture for more than 6,000 years. Now I think our humanity is proved.
Laith Mohammed Shakir, a burly police captain, arrived at this polling station with his entire unit in uniform but unarmed. They came to vote.
And what we're doing now is a big thing against the terrorism. We want to challenge them. We will tell them that we are voting, what you can do.
The polling places were well organized, each ballot carefully torn from a large sheet and stamped. It was a festive day in this predominantly Shiite Muslim community. And for those willing to discuss their choices, many said they wanted to send more secular leaders to Baghdad. The power of the Shiite religious parties may have been overestimated. Ala Yusuf, an engineer, had immediate concerns. He talked about what he wants after the elections.
There is no gas, there is no diesel, there is no pure water, there is no electricity. And we need all of this, and we need the human rights here in Basra.
The vote today could be a first step. After the polls closed tonight, election workers counted the ballots by hand, one by one, tallied the votes with the voting lists as officials from competing political parties monitored the count. They continued by candlelight when the lights went out. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Basra.